Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second paragraph of Maseches Moed Katan. Today we are learning Perek Beis Mishnah Beis and Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. The previous Mishnah Perek Beis and Mishnah Aleph discussed a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi as to whether one who needs to press his olives on Chol HaMoed in order to prevent a loss may actually complete the work in the usual way. This Mishnah here now in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, is going to discuss a similar machlokas when it comes to freshly squeezed wine, which can become sour if not poured right away into barrels on Chol HaMoed. It says the Mishnah, V'chein Mishnah Yeino B'soch HaBor, and similarly, in the case of a person whose wine had been squeezed from the grapes and was sitting in the pit in front of the wine press, it's ready to be poured into the barrels. The Ero Avel, and a situation of mourning happens to him. Again, this is all before Yontif. Then he lost a close relative, Onates, or some other type of accident happened that he wasn't able to finish the process before Yom Tov began. Or because his workers lied to him by promising to do the work and then they didn't come and the Yom Tov had arrived. Zolif v'gomer v'goth kedarko says the mission, all of these cases he may pour all of the wine into the barrels and seal the barrels in the typical way with a full-fledged seal. Div Rabbi Yossi, these are the words of Rabbi Yossi, similarly to what he said in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Oselo limudim bishvil shalov yachvetz, he must leave the wine in the pit and make a temporary covering of boards, so that's not going to sour. He may not, according to Rabbi Yehuda, draw the wine out of the pit on Chol HaMoed. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're only allowed the minimum necessary work to prevent souring. For this purpose, it is enough to cover the wine temporarily with boards. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, since one may want to deal with the wine in order to prevent a loss, he may go about doing so in the normal way on Chol HaMoed. Continuing now with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, as we discuss additional situations in which work may be done on Chol HaMoed, in a situation of a Davar HaAved, in order to prevent some sort of loss, as well as whether this is always allowed. It says the Mishnah, Machnes Adam Peirosu B'Bnei HaGanavim, a person is allowed to bring in his produce from the field on Chol HaMoed because we're nervous that otherwise they may get stolen. As the Mishnah Berurah writes, under normal circumstances, it is not allowed to bring in one's produce from the fields of Chol HaMoed, although this does not necessarily involve any malach. It does involve, again, much exertion, extra tircha, and is therefore not allowed during this period of time. However, as the Mishnah states, as if there is a danger that the produce is going to be stolen, then it is allowed to bring it in keeping with the rule that work is allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed in order to prevent some sort of loss. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'shola pishtanu min hamishra b'shvil shalotova, and he may take out his flax from the soaking ponds that it does not get ruined in order to separate the fibers of the flax from its woody tissue. The flax is soaked in water. If it is not removed from the water in time, then it's going to become spoiled again, which you're allowed to prevent from happening on Chol HaMoed. One, a very important condition the Mishnah teaches us, uvelvad shlichavin es melachto b'moed. All of this is only allowed, though, if he does not actually schedule his work to be done on Chol HaMoed, as we learned before, that if a person has the ability to do this work before the Yom Tov, then he may not leave it for Chol HaMoed, relying on the fact that he's then going to be allowed to do it, because it's going to become a davar aved. V'kulon im kivnu melachton b'moed yovedu. In all of these cases, if someone deliberately, intentionally schedules their work for Chol HaMoed, then the work cannot be done. Beis Din declares the property to be ownerless, after which time it may be taken by anyone who wants it, and that work cannot be done by the person in order to help him on Yom T'an Chol HaMoed. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis taught us that in a situation where a person has a wine that had been squeezed from the grapes and was sitting in a pit in front of the wine press before Yom Tov, and then something happened, he lost a relative, or an onus happened, or his workers didn't show up, and so on and so forth, something happened that he couldn't finish it before Yom Tov, then says the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to fully pour the wine into the barrel, seal the barrels in the usual way. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed and said no, that he has to leave the wine in the pit and make a temporary covering that's sufficient to prevent the loss. He can't go ahead and do the full-fledged covering on Chol HaMoed. Then Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel told us that a person he's allowed to bring in his fruits from the fields on Chol HaMoed. If he's nervous that people are going to steal them, he may take out his flax from the soaking pot also, that it does not get ruined. But the Mishnah said that, again, all of these malachos are only allowed to be done, or all of these efforts are only allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed if they were not scheduled for Chol HaMoed, but if they could have been done from beforehand, then they must have been done before Yom Tov. You certainly can't save them until Chol HaMoed. Have a great day.